Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast, brought to you by Evolve Salon Systems. If you are in the professional salon industry, this podcast was created for you. We are going to talk about everything from trending topics, motivation, business savvy, and bring you incredible guests along the way. If you love what you're hearing, please hit that subscribe button and definitely leave us a review. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome, everybody, to the Salon Professional Podcast.
Hello.
I am here with Craig Michaud, our... What are you?
A court jester.
Why isn't it kind of like vice president of something? But probably like there's no presidents or vice presidents.
No.
Just... one of the owners, partners here at Evolve.
Correct.
And this was kind of like we called an emergency podcast meeting. Like we're launching this today. So today is the 14th? 13th? Friday the 13th.
Oh, no.
Friday the 13th, you guys. So we're going to launch this today. You're hearing this like absolutely 100% live. Kind of live. We're recording it and we're going to launch it. But we want to share with you a lot of stuff. We haven't really prepped much except just having some conversations about the state of where we are in our industry, our wonderful industry. And we've kind of been all along sharing this, as you call it, playbook on how to get through these times. So we're going to review that. We're not sugarcoating anything. And we're really going to really talk about where we are.
Sure.
And it's a scary place right now.
It's a scary place depending on the vantage point, and especially the past two, three, four weeks, salons have seen...
November has been a nightmare, right?
Yes. The salons have seen client traffic down. They've seen sales down. They're off 10, 15, 20, 30%, which are all things that we had talked about that were going to happen.
So let's talk about what we talked about was going to happen.
Sure.
And then let's talk reality.
So we had forecasted that during the COVID, in the aftermath, there was going to be a spike in business because there was going to be pent-up demand. And then we weren't going to get a vaccine. We weren't going to... nothing was going to be cured in 2020 about this. So that there would end up being... a slowdown. That's why in the budgeting classes that I did, I talked about you need to start budgeting. You need to plan your budget almost for a 25 to a 30% reduction. So if you're
talking about your costs, your fixed costs,
So,
bringing those down 20%?
No, when I was going through the budgeting workshops, what I would explain is saying, look at the sales volume that you had budgeted before March 13th.
Right.
Okay. Take a 25 to a 30% reduction in sales from there and then manage all of your expenses. Based on that new number. And the salons that did that, I'm not saying their business is thriving, but yet they're sleeping at night.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, because they're
not stressed out and they're not. And one of the things that has happened is I'm listening to conversations. I'm talking with salon owners. I'm listening to conversations that Jerry's having, and it occurred to me that right now, especially through these last couple weeks, there's getting this sense of a learned helplessness.
Ooh, that, define learned helplessness.
So it's a mental state that happens when you come to, you accept the fact that no matter what you do, nothing's going to change.
Okay. And so you're like, I give up.
Yeah, it's almost a, it's a fatigue that leads to not a lot of inspiration. And learned helplessness was based around psychological theories that they did with dogs and getting dogs to choose certain things. And it's a whole psychological study.
We're
that
not
done
saying anyone is a dog.
No, not at all. But put it this way. This was well before PETA.
Not cruelty free.
Yeah, this was not a cruelty free thing. This happened in the late 60s, early 70s.
But, oh my God, that's funny.
But it became a social theory and a psychological theory of called learned helplessness, which is basically feeling as if no matter what you do,
you can't get out of it.
You can't get out of it.
It's a hopeless.
And it's exactly what it is. And that was one of the major reasons why I wanted to have this podcast today.
Because leaders are feeling like, so you're the leader. So I had one of our biggest salons mm-hmm. and one of our best leaders during normal times say to me, I am the worst leader right now because I... So this is exactly what it is.
It's exactly
and
what it is.
And trying to bring, like we've talked about, the joy, get everybody so down, everybody's over yep. it, all of this stuff. So sure. leaders aren't able to lead, so it's trickling down.
And what's happened is they're filling their head.
Yes.
And they're not... all of a sudden, when you get into a state of learned helplessness, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to suggest things today.
Yeah.
And people that are in this state are going to poo-poo every suggestion that I have.
So we're going to open your mind.
No, that doesn't work. That's okay. I can't. And there's going to be a list of negativity.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't work.
It doesn't work, or it's not going to change anything. And the reason why learned helplessness happens is because the cause in a situation like we're in right now, the cause and effect is a longer term play. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that is behaviors and actions that you take today in any normal type of environment, you would have
like an instant result.
Exactly. You would have an effect. That's not how it plays.
So then you immediately think it's not working.
And you've done a couple things. You've done it. You've tried a couple different things. And all of a sudden, yeah. it just doesn't work. And it reminds me of, say a mountain climber or an expeditionist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever listen to what they're talking about how they've gone up Everest or how yeah. they've gone up all, they don't walk with their head up looking
they
at
just look at what's in front of them.
Exactly. All they're looking, it's one step at a time, one step at a time.
So the first bit of advice is just look at one step at a time.
Absolutely.
Don't look at the final
because this
result.
Is what's happening. Learned helplessness comes from conversations that you're having about loss, about yeah. less, or about never. If you think of all the mental conversations you're having with yourself, if you're in this state, you're talking yeah. about things that it's never going to go back the same. Or,
how long are we
going
to wear masks?
Yeah, I can't do this or I can't do that. And it's all of these loss, less, or never conversations.
Right.
And when you're in that state, the only way to get yourself out of the state is to move back to simple behaviors, routines that...
You are big on the routine and that's one of your biggest things.
I'm huge on routines because my fear is that when salon owners, when the leaders in the business yeah. change their routine... From that proactive, energizing.
Let's have our morning huddle. Let's do this. Do that. Yeah.
Because they don't see the impact. They don't see the effect of the cause. They
right.
don't. They're doing their morning huddles and they're not seeing anything change. So they're like, well, that's.
This. There's no point.
There's no point. It's not. Right. No matter what I do, isn't going to work. And what I'm trying to encourage each and every one of you is you have a success formula.
Mm-hmm.
Success strategies and success formulas work both in good times and in bad.
Yep.
You can't give up on that strategy.
So we have to let go of seeing an instant result.
Absolutely. You can't. It's
point one. Let go of the instant result. It's not going to happen.
I absolutely 100% promise you this will pass. I absolutely.
Look, we're 90% close to a vaccine.
Absolutely.
We're not going to see it till next year.
No, this is going to, we're going to experience a lot of volatility at least until September of 21. So
okay.
fourth quarter of 21.
I just got that gut when you said that, but that's okay. Cause you're freaking right about this stuff.
The reason why I'm saying it is because as much as I'm telling everyone to keep their head down,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to, if they don't have some form of
an end game,
yeah,
like,
so to speak.
When the light is going to shine again.
Exactly.
Okay, so September 2021 is when we're going to start seeing things resuming back to a new normal? No,
there is no such thing as a new normal.
Okay.
That doesn't exist any longer. What's
okay.
going to happen is there are winners and losers in this economy right now.
Okay.
Okay, they're stark. There are
Tell me some of these winners and losers.
Okay, so...
That's my curiosity.
I will tell you the winners in this economy right now are big corporations because they have the ability to either...
Adapt.
They can adapt because they can raise money.
Mm-hmm.
So they can issue more shares of stock.
Yep.
Or the government, the Federal Reserve, has already said that they will back any corporate bond. They will hold and back any corporate bond. So the winners are Chipotle. The winners are Domino's, McDonald's, Walmart, Costco's. Those are the winners. And the losers are the small businesses. And that's really kind of the...
It's what we're talking to right now. Yeah,
and that's the challenge. Because, and I told Lisa...
We're a small business.
Absolutely. When we started, it was like, no, I'm going to be completely frank with the scenario, with what we're dealing with.
So anybody that's listening that thinks we're a big business, we are not.
God, no.
We're a small business. We're speaking to you because we are you.
Exactly. And I know that in order to get through this...
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, from a leadership standpoint, needs to show stability.
Okay.
Okay? Because what the problem is right now is uncertainty.
Right.
And everyone is living every day under a state of uncertainty. And when you look at the six human needs, we need, as a baseline, we need certainty. You need to know that if you're walking into a house, the floor isn't going to fall. Like, there's a sense of certainty that we need. And one of the big challenges is that certainty has been taken away.
Because we're literally in a state of, I don't know.
Correct.
So we're living in that. You've made some decisions as a business that could either be perceived as popular or unpopular. And,
of course.
So our business, for instance, education.
Yeah.
You've made a decision that we're not going to host in-person education for 2021.
Correct.
And everybody has a different opinion on that. I'm not here to discuss the opinion. But are you suggesting that, like, businesses have to make these decisions, like, right now, right?
I'm suggesting – one of the reasons why I made the decision
– I think it's a great decision.
The way that I
– We still have education.
We still have education. We still supply it virtually. And we didn't take education away. We took the in-person.
We pivoted.
In the, pivoting is a great word. The reason why we did it is because I knew that the marketplace needed certainty.
Yes.
And if I kept on wishy-washy,
maybe,
let me just look at it. And I just sat there one day and I looked at Jerry and I said, we just need to make the call. And we'll make the call. We'll have everyone so that there's no confusion, because it's the confusion, it's the uncertainty, it's all of that that creates that learned helplessness. It creates the... God, is this ever going to end? Like, it's this
ongoing. And we're just saying, we've made a business decision.
Yep.
And I loved one of the messages was, if COVID hits this building, you have so many people to protect their jobs and their livelihood, from our warehouse to everybody.
Not only that, think about it. We supply thousands of salons with product.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you're looking at the livelihood of their 10 stylists in their families. I mean, I take it, the pressure, with pride, and I think it's a privilege, but we are responsible for hundreds of thousands of people. We impact hundreds of thousands of people's lives.
And education is
shampoo.
Right.
I understand. It doesn't make sense.
But the effect,
it's a trickle down effect.
Absolutely.
So I take it really seriously. And that was one of the reasons why we made the decision, because I wanted to create certainty so there's no more confusion from anyone.
Right.
They can disagree with me.
Sure.
And I respect.
And they can miss that.
Absolutely.
It's coming. It's not like it's gone forever. It's just as a business.
We're just, everyone needed certainty.
Yep.
My educators needed it. The DSCs needed it. The salon owners, the educators needed it. Everyone needed to have certainty around it. And that's why what I'm trying to explain in today's program is you need to grab hold.
Right.
And not feel as if it's all for naught, because I'm telling you, this will pass.
We just got to get through it.
I always think of, it was one of my favorite movies. There's a movie called Creed. I don't know if you...
Is that like the Apollo Creed?
Correct. It's the extension of the Rocky franchise was Creed. And what he would talk about is the fight in a ring is, it's one step, one punch, move forward. One step, one punch, move forward. And I think that's what we need to do.
We need to take small steps now.
We just need to go with the small, small steps. And
what are those?
So when I look at focusing on the steps, it's
routine.
routine is the most important thing. I'm telling you, you need to make sure you're doing something athletic. You need to either do yoga stretches in the morning. You need
to get on your Peloton.
You need to get on your
Peloton. I got back on my Peloton. It feels so good. I was like, this is bull. Like, get on your Peloton, girl.
I will tell you, the greatest thing that you can do is to move your body if you're not in the right mental state. Moving your body changes
the endorphins.
All of the science around it, and it's been proven endlessly over time that if you stay physically active, you are mentally stronger. And one of the things that happens is when we get to this learned helplessness, if you actually watch your behaviors, I can guarantee you, you're laying in bed longer.
Yep. Self-care, you guys.
You're not getting up as fast. You need to make sure you're dealing. You need to look back on when you were at your strongest and at the top of your game.
Because it's easy when you're happy to go out. You're like, I'm happy. I'm going to go for a walk. Yeah.
No, you know, when you're sitting there afraid, all we want to do is we want to curl
retreat,
up and retreat. And it's like, no, you got to get out there.
Get out there.
You got to... If you can move your body, I'm telling you, that's the first most important
thing. Can it be something like salon like teams do together too? Like maybe they go for a walk together or just do things?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to think.
It has to do with whatever your culture is.
Yeah.
But I'm in a state of the environment right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most concerned where the mental state of the salon owner is.
So that salon owner has to establish their good morning routine.
Absolutely.
What do that gratitude list.
I will tell you one thing right now, and especially if you've watched Social Dilemma, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I haven't watched it.
But Social Dilemma, one of the things that you need to do is reduce the amount of information you're receiving.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's designed. For sure. It's designed specifically, and that's what's so fascinating about
it is.
The social media is how the information, there's actually rhythms to how they determine what information you see on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And that's an issue to me. Read a book.
Agreed.
Get a book, fill your mind, read a book.
And the book too. Not even the
I'm a Kindle.
I love the feeling.
Mainly because I can't see anymore.
He's got the big letters. He's got those big letters on there. So you know what's interesting is I do social media for a living, for businesses. And to me, it's a beautiful thing for a business to
build. Absolutely.
But in my personal life, I really don't do much social media. And I don't like consuming it.
You can find...
I like the people that I follow that bring me inspiration and I learned so much. But I just to scroll endlessly and get involved in all this nonsense, I can't do it.
Absolutely. So what you fill your mind with becomes very important because reading to me is imperative in situations like this. I devour information. I read in, sometimes I read business books. Sometimes I read, theological books. Sometimes I just read novels. Like I'm reading a novel right now. That's just
because you're staying on course because we're launching brands and we're hiring people in a time when most are laying off and not spending money in their business, right?
Yep.
So it's interesting to me. You're staying on course. We're hiring people, you guys.
Yeah, we hired 19 new salespeople.
It's incredible. Like I keep putting it on social media. I'm like, you guys, like we're hiring people. Like this is incredible.
And the reason is because Jerry and I have decided to focus on the things that we can control.
Right.
We're
not bringing in as much money daily.
We are not.
So I want to put that out there.
we're not. But what we have done is we said, you know what? We can focus on investing. Mm-hmm. We don't spend. We've cut tons of expenditures.
Yes.
But we invest.
Right.
And we're investing in our people. We're investing in hiring more people. So it's a
lot of digital things
and
technology.
So I don't look at it. I don't look at the hiring 19 new salespeople in 6 weeks or whatever we've done.
It's crazy.
As an expense.
Right.
It's an investment. It was a calculated investment to where I see we're going to be.
Right.
Because what's happened right now is when you, if you think of, when you think of a business cycle like the four seasons, mm-hmm. winter, spring, summer, fall. Guess what, people? We're in winter right now.
We're in the trenches.
We are in the trenches. We are in winter. But spring comes every year. Mm-hmm. It will. The flowers are going to bloom again.
What is somebody that's in that helpless state? They're going to establish their routine and you're going to force yourself. You're going to have to force yourself at first. How do we nudge them out of it?
So one of the ways that you need to nudge yourself out of it, and I'm going to try and encourage you to do it now, is that you need to pivot your business. When we were talking, I did the webinar.
Budgeting?
I know, the Christmas one.
Oh, yes. I wasn't a part of
that. Oh, you weren't a part of the Christmas one. So I did. I think it was in the beginning of October or something like that.
That's good. And that's on our remote education.
Yeah, so you can still have access to that stuff. And one of the things that I talked about was the fact that during this holiday season, my recommendation and my prediction was that the salon owner was going to have to be less of the technician and more of the marketer of their business. Mm-hmm. And they were going to have to figure out a way to balance that and to plan for it. And I will tell you, the salons that took that to heart are actually doing well right now.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of salons. I'm telling you, a lot of salons are in pain right now. But there are some that took this to heart. And they have put together marketing strategies to really.
So they put it like a plan. It's like they've got great promotions and different things going on.
They expanded their email list. They've expanded their social media presence.
Text message marketing.
They've gotten involved in the curbside pickup. They've also made sure that their Salon Interactive was up and running. Yep. Everything was enabled in their marketing things. I mean, I look at it right now with Salon Interactive. I'll give you an example. And this I'm not trying to sell anyone anything, but I just want you to think about it mm-hmm. from a perspective standpoint.
Salon Interactive is the ability to open your own online boutique.
Correct. Right now, we offer with our Solve Beauty brands 50% commission.
As if you sold it off your shelf.
Exactly. And we have Cove, Crisp, and RPM. Do you know that in the month of September, the number one Googled personal care product, what it was? The number one item that was Googled.
Mask?
No. Serums.
Oh.
In August, we launched...
Serum. I used it last night. I love it.
It's the number one thing that consumers are looking for.
Serums.
And you have it.
Skin serum.
Skin serums. You get a 50% margin. You get your full margin. You get your full commission of selling. I'm not even saying you have to put it on your shelf right now.
Like you didn't buy anything. You just made commission.
How about if you just go email your customer base with a video saying, hey, anyone that's looking for a serum, we have a serum that has hyaluronic acid and
resveratrol. Infused with CBD. Yeah.
Try and market your business. If it's slow, there's opportunity still for you to pivot your business and to bring in revenue without expending any more money. We start looking at it. Do you know that I was on a webinar that the number one growing category in personal care right now, even during COVID?
What is it?
Clean beauty.
Clean beauty.
Clean beauty. So now all of a sudden, you actually have
a clean beauty brand
called Crisp. Whether you brought it into the salon or not, you still have access to it on Salon Interactive. Do a video, some type of post that encourages your clients. Because here's the thing. I just watched Mary Dillon, who I don't know if you know who she is.
I don't know who that is.
She's the CEO of Ulta.
Okay.
They're opening all new
stores. The Targets.
They're opening the Targets.
I wanted to talk about that after.
They're expanding. Dramatically. In their business, they continue to exceed because she keeps on saying the number one thing that's selling are serums. She actually said it the other day on CNBC. And she says, we can't believe the growth in clean beauty. And you have these things at your disposal.
So guess where you're going to find it now? In the show notes is a link to set up your Salon Interactive store. Yeah. Did you see what Tyler Gadwa created?
I apologize.
Oh, my God. He created this awesome document. And throughout the document, it has your Salon Interactive like checklist. And then he has a link to do everything.
Oh, that's perfect.
If you've did you turn on these settings? Did you make sure you have this report ready to pay commissions? Like, it's literally a cheat sheet. It's fabulous, but it has the active link to do everything. If you guys haven't set up meetings with your sales consultant, sit down with them. They will go through this document with you.
It's awesome.
This document is like, oh, Craig, you would like this document. But I'm gonna show it to you today. It's really cool. It's pretty. It's all in purple. And but it has everything you need for your Salon Interactive store. So if you're sitting there right now going, I have a store and it's not doing anything, you need to get with your sales consultant and go through this document and they will walk you through.
Absolutely. Listen, I want people to represent Solve Beauty brands in their salons.
Yes.
But what I'm talking about right now is if you've had a 20% decrease or a 10% decrease and you can't spend the money to bring it in.
Touch free retail.
Absolutely. Just do a video.
Yeah.
Or do a
order post, one of each of the products. You have them so you can talk about them.
And
right?
Just talk about them and say, listen, this is something you should get. You're going to get your full margin whether you had it on yourself or not. And you're going to be able to bring revenue into your
perfect
business.
Perfect example.
And that's what I mean about
making money.
About not living in a state of learned helplessness.
Can I give a shout out to someone?
Please.
Noelle from Lelegance in Hamden. She is experiencing what she calls maskne. She gets acne from her mask. She's gorgeous. She's like 23. It's like she created a whole video showing the before. Well, she did pictures of before and after using the RPM. She took people on the video through all the steps.
That's brilliant.
I took the video and I'm actually using it on our social media because I'm like, this is fabulous. So I took the video. I'm like, I'm using this girl. But I can't imagine how much her sales increased because she was like, I've never had a skincare routine. She's young. She put on the eye cream. She's like, I've never looked better. Like, you know, like she's an awesome, humble, amazing girl. But she took this line and then she said, what are people experiencing? Maskne. They're getting acne from their mask. And she walked you through how to stop it.
And that is what I'm talking about. It's about not sitting there thinking nothing's going to work.
Right.
But doing something. And when...
Maybe she's not getting sales. She didn't get them that day. But maybe all of a sudden they're going to keep seeing it. And
absolutely.
Then sales are going to come, right?
And then maybe what we do is we put together a gift with purchase. Because Salon Interactive just launched a gift with purchase opportunity.
Ooh.
So maybe what we do is we put a gift with purchase so she can send it to all of her people. So that there could
be
something. I just think that the time right now is not to sit back.
Mm-mm.
The time right now is to
pivot.
Pull, pivot. It's a perfect word for what you need to do.
Do you ever see that Friends episode? For any of my Friends fans, Ross and the pivot episode, very funny. It's very funny. But no, it's like, it's so true. So I feel like she's brought awareness now that she has this amazing skincare line and maybe they're going to go online or maybe next time they're in the salon, they're like, what was that stuff?
Sure. And that's how you...
I put it on my daughter after that. I go, Sophia, you have a pimple. I was like, you're not going to have... I'm going to put this serum on you. And she's like, okay. Like, do you know, like...
Because
I watched that video and here I sell this product.
I think of what Tyler Murphy is doing with the co-op advertising for social media with Cove and RPM. He's putting together full programs and full 6-week systems on banner ads and posting.
That's awesome.
And we have all of it done for them. And all they have to do is go and do it. And we actually support it in product. So it's essentially free advertising.
Free advertising.
Through Facebook or Instagram to grow the service dollars. And I remember there was, I think it was Beautiful People.
Louise.
Yeah.
It was Louise.
She was one of the first ones to test it and had
And what was her
results.
Yeah, what was she had some really great results. I don't remember the exact numbers.
I forget what it was too. You can follow up. It was increase in foot traffic and also increase in retail because of it. So there are too many things that we've put out for salons to take advantage of digitally, and this is the time to do it. If you are slow, if you are scared, if you are nervous, the best way to handle fear is taking action.
If you actually
feel that you're doing something, that you're taking one step forward, you're not looking up the mountain. You're just
one
looking
step
right
forward.
In front of you. You're just one step
you're like,
forward.
I have that serum. I'm going to task someone on your team. Say, hey, use this serum and let's do a review, an unboxing, a review. I mean, there's so many fun things you can do on social media. People still have money. Like,
oh, absolutely.
So people can spend.
This economy is this. There is winners and losers.
Right.
There are still a tremendous amount of winners.
Like I'm not saying that callously, and I'm not saying I don't feel for people that have. Understand. My point of that statement is that people are spending money right now, and they're looking for great holiday gifts. I mean, I sold crisp yesterday and I'm not even in sales. I'm like, you need this right now. You need to have something different, new, exciting in your space.
Valued price point.
Yep.
Clean beauty. It hits all of the
I'm like, you can retail the 5 products in each flavor. You can 5 for $50. I have a whole order in the warehouse right now for all my gifts right now of crisp teacher gifts. I've got like, so you just have to start, like you said, you've got to take action.
Got to take action. And you got to take action digitally. Digitally yes. is your opportunity. And listen, Salon Interactive has this amazing feature where you can send product recommendations personally to each customer.
And you guys, the easiest thing about Salon Interactive is they have this thing called Knowledge Base. And you click on Knowledge Base, and I'm going to put the link in this podcast, and it teaches you how to do everything. So the salon asked me to train them on Salon Interactive, and I Zoomed with them. I don't know how to use it. I don't have a salon. I've never set, you know what I mean? All I did was open up Knowledge Base, sent them the link. I was like, here it is. Here's your training. And we'd click on it.
It's simple.
It's simple. I swear. I promise you. And you're hearing that from someone that had, I hosted a training, and that was my first time doing it. Because I knew I had Knowledge Base there. I go, I'm just going to click on it and we're going to follow the steps.
You want to know one of our top e-commerce selling products?
What?
Our top one. But
Muscle and Joint Relief?
Nope. Dog treats.
Oh, I bet. That makes sense.
Like we're not moving a ton of them through the salon.
Right, but online.
But the dog treats happen to be one of our top e-commerce
people,
selling
take items. A picture with your dog eating one. Take a video of your dog running to it and put that out there.
With all of the things, I would look at it. Say you were slower in the salon.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it right now as a gift.
Because you have time.
You have time to do things.
That you never have, all that stuff. I don't have time.
And none of this costs you money because
right.
you're going to use our inventory.
And if so you guys, no yeah, you don't have to buy the inventory. We're shipping it and paying you commission. I want people that are listening that either have Salon Interactive or don't, all of you, to get with your sales consultant and get this set up because they want to help you.
Absolutely. I mean, we have over 1,000 salons on Salon Interactive. And guess what? Only 700 of them enabled their bank account.
Their bank account. So 300 people are not getting the money.
They're not. They don't have.
What are some of our top salons doing in Salon Interactive?
Well,
I know we have a major salon in Miami with that are like.
We have a our largest is out of
Braintree,
Boston.
Okay.
It's out of Boston, and then Braintree, and then the Boston area is really really solid. They really embraced Salon Interactive,
and they're doing a couple few thousand a month.
Oh God, yeah, more than that.
And then the salon in Miami, their numbers have been they're doing like over $1,000 a month, and they're not even a partner salon, right? Are they? I'm like trying to think if they are. I mean, they're just killing it because they're just they make videos.
The number one in the country
is it us?
No.
Oh.
It's a single operator.
Okay.
Out of Illinois, she's averaging about $1,200 a week.
Holy.
Yes.
So she's making like $400 to $600 a week in commission on retail that she doesn't even hold in her space.
Correct. By herself.
By herself. Can you imagine teams of 7?
Yeah, what you could do.
What you could do.
And I think that's what I mean by this learned helplessness. It's like, come on. Like, right. No, this is the time to pull up the bootstraps. Because guess what? We have 9 more months. 9, 10 more months.
We do.
And so this isn't going to change. When the calendar flips to 2021, guess what? COVID's still here.
It's still here.
So we need to build behaviors and routines that are going to set us up for success.
Yeah.
And I know the passion is around doing hair. I get it. And I don't ever want to take that away. But the digital arm of your business has the ability to make you sleep at night.
Right.
If done correctly.
And you can pay commissions on this. It's super easy. So I recorded a podcast that was launched last week with Lori Frank Bretwish from Cezanne.
Oh, okay.
And the whole purpose of this was it's not smoothing season. I say that with quotes. I said, we need to help salons make more money with service dollars. And the fastest growing categories are smoothing and hair extensions. So let's get on there and tell them how to do it. You've got a lot of products. Let's tell them how to do it. And there's a spray that you can spray in hair and give them this great treatment and smooth results. And it doesn't require any more time. And I'm like, if every salon doesn't get this spray, you're crazy.
Sure.
And they're going to leave with this great finished result, and you can add on to your service ticket. So you may not be seeing as many clients. Things may be slower, but we're trying to give you ways to make more money. And I'm like, why doesn't every salon have this instant spray? Do you know what I'm talking about? The instant spray. And the way she described it, and I'm like, I would pay for that. We all love upgrading, and you're going to leave with this great result. And it's a spray.
It's a spray.
And it's an awesome spray. But you have the ability to make all this money. So if hair is your passion, which everybody listening to this, it is, let's look at these service revenue generators.
How do you increase your
rate? Scalp Spa from Kevin Murphy.
When you start coming back to it, the key is, and we've always talked about it, the fundamentals of business. How many clients are you servicing?
Yep.
How much are they spending? And how often are they coming back? So if you're going to want to analyze your business, I think the worst thing that you can do right now is analyze your sales volume.
Okay.
Okay. So
what about average service ticket?
That's perfect. So now
can I tell you what I learned yesterday?
Sure.
From a salon owner, her average service ticket from pre-COVID was $142. It's at $93 right now. And I was like, okay, we know what work we have to do. Your average service ticket is down. What are we missing?
Yeah.
So we put some bundle things together.
It's a great thing. And that's what you need to do, because I hear salon owners saying, I'm down $14,000 a week,
mm-hmm.
or I'm down $10,000 a week, or $25,000 a week, or I'm missing my goal. And I'm like, whoa, all wrong conversation. That's not what we need to be focusing on right now. What we need to be focusing on, and Jerry and I had the conversation the other day, because he's like, sending out numbers to the DSCs, I don't want to do it. I go, it's not about that. It's about the behavior right now. It's about what are the things. It's about number of phone calls, number of touches. And for salons, it's about how many clients are coming in, what's your average ticket. Not even worried about the frequency of visit yet. Right now, it's number of clients and average ticket. So what can you do to deal with that?
So see where you are right now. Are we comparing it?
Yes,
we have. Because the service ticket shouldn't be down necessarily.
Depending.
Okay.
It just depends on what happens. And then you can start looking at, okay, why is the service ticket down? Well, if all of a sudden you're doing 5 less extensions a week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Then how are we going to make it up? And it just becomes the one step, one punch, move forward.
And one step, one punch. How much is instant that spray?
Oh, come on. I have no idea.
I'm like, you invest $20 and you have like $20 per client extra revenue. So you invest in this bottle, get one for every freaking station.
But what would happen if you looked at your computer system and you figured out which clients you haven't seen in the last 3 months, forecast whether or not they have an appointment from now until the end of the year, and contact them?
Yeah, I miss you.
I miss you.
I know you loved getting your color. Now we added a complimentary brow wax. I'd love to see you.
Anything.
Anything
that gets you the ability to communicate. And I'm going to tell you, it's more about doing something than actually what it is. Because people are going to say, well, tell me exactly what I should do. And my answer is anything.
Do what feels good to you.
Anything that will give you inspiration that makes you not in a state of learned helplessness. And I think I keep on coming back to that, because if all we're sitting there saying is, my business is down $14,000, when is this ever going to end? My answer is, okay, what if this is your new reality?
Is it time to throw in the towel, or is it time to pivot?
Exactly. Because
pivot.
when you were doing $14,000 less a year and a half ago, you had a system.
Right.
We still need to have a system regardless of what the dollar amount is.
So put the systems back in place. Get your referral program back up and running. Dig into your software, whether it's Evolve Salon software or whatever software you have, and use the technologies. Do the email marketing. Do the text message marketing. Absolutely. And I miss you. Or, hey, great BOGO promotion on Crisp this week. Three products for, you know, buy three, get three free. I don't know. I'm making it up. Like, whatever it is. But, like, did you know you can do all your holiday shopping right on our website?
There's so many things. Like, those are the things, when I was talking in the Christmas program that I did in October, that's what I was talking about.
The one I wasn't invited to.
Listen, salon owners, you need to put your marketing hat on.
Yep.
You can't be the technician through this holiday season. And I forecasted that and foreshadowed everyone to understand, like, no, you can't be the workhorse.
And what about, like, the leadership you're going to show?
Absolutely.
And your team's going to be like, that person's a badass. Badass. Like, so, they're so cool throughout this, and they're, wow, what an inspiration.
Because they're showing stability.
And I don't care if you don't sell a product the next day. You did this awesome video, and then you didn't sell a product the next day. Keep the freaking videos going.
Absolutely, because what ends up happening is it's the snowball effect.
Absolutely.
You push that little pebble down the hill, and then all of a sudden, that Geico commercial? Is it a Progressive commercial?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
My kids hate that commercial. That's but so I think funny. It's funny. But the whole point being is just the mere fact of taking action is going to create results. The results might not be as immediate as you want them to be, but I guarantee you, marketing your business will never be a bad strategy.
And I'm not, like, just saying you need support and you need your hand held, because a lot of you are like, give me a little leadership on this. Get with your sales consultant or that sales consultant's team leader. If the sales consultant is newer and hasn't been trained on all of it, their team leader knows how to do everything we're talking about. Absolutely. And we're here to hold your hand. We'll set up a Zoom. You know, when you set it up with me, I'm just going to walk you through the knowledge base. I'm going to click it and say, here's what you need to do. But I'm telling you guys, do this. Get your hands on that sheet that Tyler Gadwa made. I am telling you, it's incredible. It's like what you need to be doing now as a salon. It's so cool. And then all the active links. And it's exactly what we're talking about. If your first take action step is to get your hands on that sheet and follow it with your sales consultant.
The interesting thing is the largest consumer market right now that's spending money freely is Generation Z.
I know, because my wallet's empty from my Generation Z child.
So the Generation Z, they're focused on three things buying right now, which is very interesting. This was the research that came out from Glossy, which is a website.
Yeah.
So it was just came out last month. The three top things that they're doing is casual wear.
Comfy. $50 sweatpants. I think my daughter has every pair of the Victoria's Secret pink sweatpants. So casual wear,
fitness.
Yep.
And personal care and beauty wellness.
Get
that is the thing. Our industry is absolutely primed perfectly for Generation Z, where they're spending money and what they're spending money on, we have it. You have it with Crisp, you have it with RPM Skincare, you have it with all of the other.
You have all of them. We have incredible brands.
And here's the interesting thing. 87% of Generation Z want to be able to buy it omnichannel.
Means many places.
Yep, they want to be able to buy it wherever they want to buy it, whenever they want to buy it.
If it's in store, if it's online.
And that's why you need to be communicating through Salon Interactive with your digital footprint to get it out there, because they want to, and the interesting thing is we're millennials. This was an interesting thing, little side note. Millennials are most inspired by influencers. Generation Z is most inspired by the brands themselves. Like, they actually trust the brands more than they trust the government, more than they trust the influencers, anything. So this is an opportunity to capture that large growing consumer segment. If you're not an influencer and you don't have this huge following, maybe you need that to get the millennial generation.
Maybe your influencer too, when you hear that word, is your best customer.
Absolutely.
Who comes in and you give them free products and you're like, you're so good on camera. I know you love doing this. I'm going to give you some free products. Would you do some reviews?
Do some reviews.
And then you so one thing I want to point out too is if you have Kevin Murphy in your salon and you're not talking about ocean waste plastics, you're crazy.
Absolutely. It's the biggest thing for Generation Z right now.
It's the biggest, absolute biggest thing. And when they hear it and they're like, I want to buy that product, and they don't even care what's in the bottle. They're just like, I can't believe they're cleaning up our oceans and what they're doing. When you go to Kevin Murphy's website, they have the Choices We Make space. Click on that and you will have social media content for a month.
Absolutely.
To talk about their, if you have that brand in your salon and you want to talk about their initiatives, you just hit that and you've got your story.
Because it's appealing to a really fast growing trend. Look at my board. I have
probiotics.
Probiotics is a trend that's going on. Sustainable packaging.
Yes.
Is one of the trends. And then we have waterless products, ocean products, skincare, multifunctional products. So for you that aren't in my office, I have a board of what the trends for the predictive trends for the next 9 months to 18 months.
So I'm going to say them to you guys. Waterless, sustainable packaging, skincare, ocean ingredients, probiotics, and multifunction.
Yep.
Write all that down and start looking at what you have and how they fit into these niches.
Because this is what the Generation Z is looking for. These are the six major trends that Generation Z
and they influence me, like a Generation X. Yep, I know you guys thought I was like 20, but I don't know. I just look at today's RPM. But no, honestly, those things influence me. Like I've had things that Sophia, my daughter, has brought to my attention, brands or things like that, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool, and it's made me interested in it. So you're doubling your spending power right there.
And when you look at I think it was brilliant what you said about Kevin Murphy, because the sustainable packaging with the ocean waste plastic, these are the things, if all of a sudden you start looking at what you can control.
I'm excited right now.
Instead of fixating on the things you can't control, because guess what? COVID's not gone and it's not going to be gone for a while. So you can't control that. So how are you going to pivot your business, perfect name, how are you going to pivot your business to make sure that you're in control, and there's stability and security and certainty. Those are all the things.
And escape COVID for an hour and come be with us. I was talking to one of our salons that also has a salt spa. And I said, so salt spas are known for respiratory health and for, upping your immune system. I was like, capitalize on COVID right now. And I don't mean that in a shitty way. I mean, like, come protect yourself, right? This is a line of defense. When you inhale that pure pink Himalayan salt, like, paint that picture and that story.
Absolutely. And people, listen, right now, the experiential businesses are getting hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why salons is because it's an experiential business.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be consumer fatigue with that. Because guess what? They're going to want their color. Heck, they're going to want their haircut.
Yeah, I don't want to do my own nails and do my own roots.
Do you know what I mean? So we're kind of in a really interesting point, because there's such love and passion for what the salons and the stylists do that fatigue is going to leave
soon. And remind them what a beautiful shampoo feels like to come get that scalp massage. Like, paint the picture.
Absolutely.
Talk about it. Bundle some services together. I'm not saying you have to take a huge hit, but start creating those experience bundle packages, because we all want to get out and do things, and we can go to salons right now.
Yep.
I don't want anyone to fear a shutdown either. Get it out of your head. We don't know what's going to happen. So stop. Like, I keep hearing that. So we can only that one step. We can only worry. Exactly. I don't know.
We're only worrying about what we can control. And that's it. It's one step, one punch, move forward. One step, one punch, move forward. It's just watch Creed. Watch Creed as, from a business
connect
standpoint.
Connect with your team. Over connect.
So if you're going to over connect, the only thing you need to make sure that you're going to do is make sure that mentally you're in the right state.
Yes.
So if you have not filled your mind with the right information to inspire you, to make you take action and feel good about it, don't over-communicate. So
good
if you
point.
Don't over-communicate just for the sake of over-communicating. You want it to be compelling. You want to show stability.
Yep.
And that's what the leaders need to do right now in all businesses, is make sure that the people that are working with them, to make sure that their clients understand that there is stability, and certainty, which is one of the reasons why we said so far in advance, we're not doing in-person education in 2021, because we wanted everyone to be certain about it.
And it's only 2021. So yeah, before everybody gets all wound up.
It's not forever.
And we have education. Yes. I just want to put that out there. We have plenty of education. We are known for our academy. It's coming back. But we're pivoting for 2021 and saying it's not the right time for it.
And it's digital. We've been able to pivot beautifully. I mean, Tiffany down in Atlanta, Tiffany Reed, is putting together this unbelievable virtual show. It's going to be a 3-hour virtual show.
There's going to be
3 or 4 guest artists from around the world. I mean,
cool things that are coming up. And I've had some people say, like, I love the their third Monday every month, we have our online hands-on class. It's so cool. They love it.
Yeah.
And then you get that box. You know how many pictures I get of the box they get? They get so excited. We send you a box with all your materials. And then a couple people have said, it's great. It's just not the same as being at the academy. I said, yes, of course. It's not the same. It's not that they don't enjoy it. They love it. They're missing the academy. Well, guess what? It's coming back. But we're making a business decision to keep everyone safe for 2021.
Yeah.
And then it hits our business.
Of course. I would love to have 100 stylists in here every Monday like we used to. It's not the right time. It's just not the right thing. And I'm fully convinced that we have an unbelievable team coming up with such great ideas for education and inspiration and that you're going to see so many awesome things. Katie Seuss has done a brilliant job.
Really great job. I'm so proud of the stuff that's coming out of this company. It's incredible. And before we wrap up, I want to ask the question. Client count is down. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get more clients in the door?
So there's a number of different ways.
Okay.
Because remember, if client count is down, there's...
But Craig, they're afraid of COVID. They won't come in.
Okay. So what are your options? Maybe you do a remote. Maybe you do a in-person for your top accounts in their house if they won't come in. Maybe you offer Sunday mornings as hours for people that are concerned about it, and you only have one stylist in on Sunday mornings. There's so many.
Like at 9 o'clock at night or 6 a.m. Yeah. Our creative director, Shelley Devlin, for our Solve Brands, she works behind the chair from 6 a.m. to noon every day. And she's booked solid, and those are her hours she loves. She's a morning person, and her clients love it.
Absolutely. My wife has 2 clients that are concerned about COVID and everything like that. My wife goes in on Sunday mornings, and she does it, and she doesn't allow anyone into the salon. My wife goes in early, cleans.
So a recommendation would be we're offering private appointments.
Yeah.
Just you and your stylist.
And there's too many ways to skin a cat for us to just... That was probably a bad way of looking at it.
Craig's not in PETA, apparently.
It was a bad expression.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hide my...
There's too many ways to solve the problem.
Right.
And if you're in a state of learned helplessness, you're never going to solve the problem.
So if your problem is people are afraid, so we have the problem, now let's go with the solution.
Correct. So identify the problem. And then in order to solve a problem, it takes you about 10% of the time to identify it, 90% of the time to solve it. So just...
You can do home visits, right? You can bring your stuff.
I know people that are... Every state is different. I don't know what every
don't
law...
Don't you
is.
Get mad at us.
But I know of... salons and stylists that are doing home visits.
Okay. I know salons that are doing stuff outside. They have an open air area. I know it's a little harder in the Northeast right now that it's gotten colder. But for our lovelies that are down, we have a huge network down south. That's another option. Get bundle some services and make the experience so incredible that they can't not come in.
But think about it, because you asked, what do you do if the client count is down? It's like, okay, the only reason we care about the client count is because of the revenue generating
that
the client count. So if the client count is down, that means we just need to get more out of the ones that are coming in.
Yep.
Or we need to pivot and get additional service additional revenue. Doesn't mean it has to be additional service dollars, which brings in the marketing on Salon Interactive.
Right.
Brings in e-commerce sales.
So there's a lot of opportunities.
There's so many opportunities. That's why.
So you've got off hours. You come in privately. If you have a stylist that's like, I'll do that. Have them call their whole list or the whole list of the salon. Even
or
if it's
the people that you know that are nervous. And I can appreciate it. Listen, I can appreciate mm-hmm. the fear, but a fear is happens because you're not prepared for what's about to happen.
Right.
So get prepared. So if you're afraid of where you are in your business right now, your body, your subconscious is telling you you're not prepared. So get off your butt. Take action.
Go for a walk. Get the endorphins going.
And get prepared.
Yeah.
So get prepared with your expenses. Get prepared with different revenue strategies on bringing in additional revenue dollars into the salon. So many different things.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many opportunities. And there's too much at risk.
Right. There's your business is...
Your business is at risk. And for most of you, if I can only assume, because this business is like my fourth child.
Yep.
So I don't want anything happening to my fourth child.
Right. And if we were business as usual, we'd be feeling a lot more pain right now. If we didn't set up remote education
Absolutely.
And subscriptions people could buy into and all these different things and launch new brands and things, we'd be in trouble, right?
Of course.
So we had to, you just got to take action.
You got to take action. You got to pivot and you got to put your head down and not try and see the end right now. Because what's happening
is that.
A lot of people are trying to paint the picture of what the end of this looks like. And
we don't know.
We have no idea. So stop. Stop
Don't,
trying
you're,
to do this.
Yeah, you're making up a story.
One of the books that I'm reading right now that I'm a huge fan of, it's called Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And it was recommended to me, but they have a thing called Who is John Galt? It's a question that continually comes up, and I haven't figured out who John Galt is, but they did explain. It's a question not worth asking because there's no answer.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with this one thought. In reference to the end of COVID and all of that, who is John Galt?
We don't know.
We don't know, and it's worthless asking.
Just look, take the small micro steps.
Yep. One step, one punch, move forward.
This was so much fun to record because I feel better.
Good. I hope everyone has a great holiday season.
Yes.
Stay safe, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. We hope you loved it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you did, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social channels. Share this podcast with your industry friends. And don't forget to leave us a review. If you have ideas for upcoming episodes that you'd like us to cover, or if you would like to be a guest on our podcast, email us at socialmedia@evolvesalonsystems.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we love bringing you great content for our incredible industry.